Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom, in the same church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
The rise of a saved pastor. Every saved pastor must endeavor to rise up and upgrade himself. The rise of the saved pastor. Hallelujah. I think that you must tell yourself that, see, wherever you work, your value increases by what you can do. Wherever you work. We all work at the bank, but our pay is not the same. Atika the watchman, his pay is different from teller 3 empty, please. That teller 3 empty, please, his pay is different from somebody who sits in the cage, who also says he's a branch manager. His pay is that. Irene, coffee. And they bring him coffee. You see him reading daily graphic. Stress-free. There's no issue. That man sitting there who is reading daily graphic, one decision he makes can collapse the bank. That's why his pay is high. Now you, as a saved pastor, one decision you make can spoil your church. Exactly. So the rise of a saved pastor. Teachers, I'm preaching actually from my heart. I want all of us to do well. I want you to pastor a large group of children. Yes. Have a heart. When you arrive, oh, your church should be a nice church, should be one you would like to be in. Do you understand? Now, when the children come to your church, for a child to stay in your church, it depends on the preaching that you preach. Many food joints don't have signboards. The good food joint, these garbage joints, and they don't have signboard. Those with signboards, they are really not. Yeah. Look, we. I'm a human nutritionist. We say that you don't eat. You check this environment. But look, those watches that are sold by the gutter, it's the taste is different. The kelewele that is sold by the gutter, is, I don't know, but the taste is something. Yeah, something. So the oil has gone rancid. But still, the same killing, when you do it in the house, it's not. It's different. The taste, the wache, this wache, you do the wache, it's like rice and beans mix. You don't see the wine color. Hey. You don't see that. Then sometimes, even your own house, when you feel the watch, it has become like clay soil. You tear, you have to do the ladling before the thing comes off. But you should see the one they sell by the gutter. There must be something in it. So your value increases if you can work on yourself and become better. Don't aim to be a lower version of a pastor. Don't aim at all to be a lower version of a pastor. So how do you rise up? How do you add value to yourself as a saved pastor? Don't agree. Don't be the lowest on the chain. The fact that you pastor children doesn't make you look. A pediatrician is not the lowest of the doctors. No. He's a specialist. That's what they call him, pediatrician. A doctor is just a GP, a general practitioner. But the moment you say you are a pediatrician, look, the cardiothoracic surgeon is not more important than a pediatrician. This is what I want you to understand. So as you pastor the children, you are a spiritual pediatrician. The basenta leader shouldn't make you look useless. Come on. Right, you take care of children like these people. It depends on the value you put on yourself. It depends on the value. Am I speaking sense? You can continue. Depend. Put a certain value on yourself. And there are some people, when you ask them to do a job for you and they charge you, and you say it's too expensive, they can't pay. They don't even ask you how much will you pay. They just look, it's okay. There are some people, the worker will beg you, but you'll be my saying. Oh, I did we? Eh? I'm on 20 cities. Oh, Pacho, what a fakakraka. When he starts saying fakakraka, he doesn't respect his job. Everything, this thing. Look, there's something you go, they do everything, they give you the bill. If you can pay, you come. If you can't pay, you can go. Yeah. Put a certain value on yourself as a pastor. Number one, invest in yourself academically. Yeah. Invest in yourself. Look, if as I came here, my grammar is not good. I caught the scripture. I can't explain it well to correspond with the point. You'll be cursing LPI bigger than why has he brought me here? I was offering him. When I see he's come to tell us what to do. Do you understand? Yeah. Imagine they say you are the one teaching somewhere. You arrive the first 2 minutes. Your grammar is not good. The students will just laugh. We had a lecturer like that. Hey. We should laugh at him, man. God should forgive me. When I became a lecturer, I said that, hey, the thing is not easy. Stand in front of 200 girls. You are talking. See, even to stand in front of 200 girls, you have to be shy. Charlie, but you just appear. You have appeared. Amen. Invest in yourself academically. Read books. Read spiritual books. Read secular books. Know what is happening. Hey, this across almost pillage. You don't know. You are here. Looking for money, they say across almost pillage. No, you should know. You should know what happens. You should watch. I was telling somebody, I mean, there's yes, you should know what they fight. Somebody are fighting some countries. What is happening? The foreign news. Yo, it's for higher peace. You got PM Momangwase. Now you see your hinibi. You see that type of thing is not news. One of the TV stations I like to watch is City. What is analysis? Oh, Charlie, they can do, look, the election, look, Bantama, like this, nobody has won. Ladade Kutupondo, is it La? They say nobody has won twice there before. You can't run 2 terms. You can't be MP for 2 terms. You identify 2, you come. That's how I got to know all this thing. You come, we remove you. There are some place, NDC doesn't survive. There are some places where you win the primaries, go and sleep. They'll come and call you that you have won the main election. Because when we even bring a goat and put the colors around the person, they will still vote for the person. So the analysis, who is where, this person, who is he, where is he coming from? So he moved from this constituency, he came to stay here, then he's now contesting this seat. You're here for a copy, but turn on off. Let me say, oh, you know how no one has seen an say, then they just talk by heart. Yes, they just talk. Yeah. Listen to news. Listen to people. Well, maybe because I'm on radio, that's why I listen to Bernard Avle. Also because I also want to become like him in terms of radio. Oh, I have people that I follow. Radio, yeah, me, you know, 1 hour every Saturday. There's somebody I'm also looking up to. Yeah, to follow. When I hear, so I have to point of view. I hijacked the TV. Now I say Makoto TV. They say children want to watch something. I say, hey, go and watch your thing. Now, point of view, dear, Mr. Meshe Media Wahasi. Yes. So that academically invest in yourself. Grammar. When we are analyzing, when you are in the meeting, they are analyzing something. Say, Pastor, you should be able to talk. The other kind, penny for the end of the NTSU. No. You should be able to talk. By the grace of God, if I'm in the meeting, Sunday I was in the meeting, they talked. They started the meeting before I came. Because the fufu of their BNT me by almost starting meeting. When they were entering, they said, Reverend K, please, do you have anything to say? They can't end the meeting and they will not ask me if I have something to say. By you, they can close the meeting without noticing you are around. Ubabe Kasaka said, Yakomati, speak before. Hey! How do they are supposed to, when they are about to speak, they say, no, you speak before he speaks. Yes. Invest in yourself. Understand, read books about children. Read books about children. Understand. In the book, you sent me some book B you were reading. Yeah. Oh, I forwarded it to people. I said, Charlie, it has blessed me. I said, it has blessed you. You to read. And me, then, when I see something that is good, everybody will hear of it. There are some people, too, when they see something good, nobody hears of it. We used to have a girl like that when we were in school. She would get the question, so she can't solve. She would keep it. After that, they say, oh, Charlie, these are the questions. She said, why? One day I called her advisor. I said, look, bring it and let's solve and teach you. We'll teach you. We are interested in your life. We want you to finish the school well. Hey, Jemima, she has the question, she won't bring them. She will fail. Then she will go and write it. First, in the South, in the Humbeco. Then they will give her questions. So one day I told her, actually, look, I think that rather tell the teachers to give you marks, not a question. Then she said, okay, if I say that you give me marks, how will other people benefit? And I said, but we are not benefiting from the questions we are bringing. So when I told her, I said, she agreed that she will be bringing the question, I will be teaching. So when she brings the question, sometimes she that the way we teach her the thing she doesn't know. So we write it on her thighs. Hey, but she must pass. She has brought us the question. What should we do? Is that she will write it on her sleep. As we are going to the examination, what she should be doing. Hey, the day we were graduating, they mentioned her name as one of us who has graduated. We were happy, went to carry her. And the graduation, the parents came with ice chests. Oh, that's where we all went to eat. When some of our women were graduated, nobody even followed us. So, you are going to Tamale. Welcome. Said, if we were there, he said, oh. Said, look, Mama, this one that you must pass. Look, we are in final year. If you fail a paper, it means you do degree for 5 years. Do you understand? She said, yes. Said, look, so number one, what is the answer? What will you write? Then she said that thing is wrong. Said, no, this is not what we are. Start this way. Hey, today she is something, a big woman somewhere. I said, hey. So invest in yourself. Read books. Say, pastor, read books. Invest. Do proper investment. You should when you are talking with your bishop, you should be able to engage him in the meaningful, intelligent conversation. Yeah, when they ask you, what do you think? You should be able to bring an idea that is a wow. Yeah. Say, we are with their children. We don't even know what is happening in the adult church. With anything you say we like. No. Number two, work on your manners. Yeah. Otherwise, you'll never be called for any important meeting. Work on your manners. Say, pastor, you don't behave like the children. The fact that you pastor children doesn't mean you should behave like them. Basa. Because you are old. Yeah. Please, can I take pictures with you? It's not like you're saying, oh, cut us. Hey, no. I said, oh, please, can I? Recently, when we went for Sean Combs, they said, I saw auntie mommy, said, mommy, please, can I take pictures with you? He said, yes, why not? He said, like, hey, I'm standing by auntie mommy, hey. I bush boy. They'll be looking at you like, why are you all over the place? Work on your manners. You see, and the manners will also help you what to say to the children. Look at the head, like eyes block. No. Be careful. Look, be careful. Sometimes when you hear auntie mommy speaking, be careful. Like, when we went for the Shonkwan, they were doing the sing like other, they played their songs and this is so. I think when I declared the winner and I came down, I said, Reverend DK, why don't you say first runner-up, second runner-up, so that the others... Yeah, I said, mommy, I don't think it's important. So it is important. They are children. I said, hey! Me, I was interested in winner as well. He said, no, Reverend DK, you should have said first runner-up, second runner-up, third runner-up. I said, mommy, I don't think those ones are important. So they are important. They are children. I say, hey, tell a man is moldy. How to eat yourself? How to eat? Look, you won't be a safe teacher forever. Hey, when I started moving from prison, I say, hey, manners are important. And one particular place when I went, I was eating. This is the bishop's wife, this is me. Hey, you easily disgrace yourself. What to say? Something you don't have to say is okay. Oh, I'm okay. Yeah. Hey, I went for one of these programs. Hey, Reverend, she said, my she man. Then they came to serve. Said they should give me a cup of coffee. Deep down. It's not a cup of coffee I was looking for. The people around, they were eating banku and okra. I look at somebody's soup, eh? The willy was like a four sheet. I say, hey! Now say, I make crack cup and coffee. Now, the clerical you are wearing will not allow you to be eating banku now. After this, they are watching you. You are coming to see the power of God is here. Nobody will mind you. Just a cup of coffee. Even that, I couldn't drink it. I have to drink it. They brought some sausage. I have to behave like, hey, madness. Oh. We don't eat in public. Go and read ministerial ethics. It will help you. Don't. It will put you, learn it. Don't borrow money. Don't borrow money. Oh, help you. Help you. This man today is hot too. Charlie, can you like wire me like some thousand be to just sort out some few things? Is it something when you borrow the money now you are about to pay? It's a problem. Now you have become like one of the demons we are praying against. Do you see? So, pastors, we don't bail people at the police station. They called me midnight. They say some guy B has been arrested. He was in a certain denomination. Then, when he was arrested, he moved to our church. He was in the adult church. I don't know him. When he was arrested, he called the other bishop, his former bishop. Then the former bishop called me. Tell this guy, I said, I don't know that. This is around 11:30. I dressed up, left my wife and children, drove to the police station. Chairman, he says, I said, I don't know you. He said, Reverend, I know you. I don't know you. So, as we talked though, then I called some other pastors, they came. Then they said, so Rev, what can we do to bail him? I said, hey, you don't read. Pastors don't bail. Our church, we don't bail people. You must know. It's not like, no. You understand bail. Bail is free. Oh. You don't pay anything, but we don't bail people. You get somebody, you get a family member. Yeah, all this thing. Recently, the very first funeral I went to officiate as a pastor. One of my students who died, 23-year-old girl. I was officiating the funeral. Then, when I got there, the casket was open. I saw everything, pray, everything. Then, they said, Pastor, you can close the casket. I said, no. And even that, I didn't even know. I was thinking, is it pastor that closed the casket or family members closed the casket? I was not sure. I said, no, you close the casket and bring her here. So later when I call somebody, which one is correct? He said, no, pastors don't close casket. Family close casket and bring. I said, yeah, I did the right thing. Certain you are not sure, you call. Do you see? So all these things, you need to read. You need to watch it being done. You add value to yourself. Honestly, it will make you valuable. As you walk, look, I can be in my animated element. When I'm with you, look, I can be with you. You can fool. But when the protocol also comes, like if we get visitors from other churches, bishops, I'm able to engage them. We sit down, we talk. Like, I engage the bishop. He sits here, we talk before it's time for you to go and preach. This type of thing, we don't take stupid people to go and do it. Bless. If you have our cathedral here, usually. Oh, you are not serious. like meaningful questions you should ask to engage the people properly. Next thing you should do, dress well and carry yourself with confidence. Yeah. Carry yourself with confidence. Dress well. Amen. Yeah. Help if you are coming. Don't wear revealing dresses to confuse the children. Why church, madam? Hey! You may not know why. So dress well. Number 4, be a good company to be with. You should be able to, in the discussion, you should be able to say something. In the discussion. Yeah. When I was starting, I told her about a girl I broke up with. I didn't tell her why. This was one of the reasons. She doesn't talk. She'll just be sitting down. Like to talk. If you don't know how to talk, that's it. She's humble. She's trying to be humble, but that's not what I'm looking for. Hey! Then I met another girl. Yeah. You bring the headline, no? She started with the details. I say to you, you are too dramatic. I don't like you. Hey! It's well, though. Okay. A good company to be with. When I was coming with Pastor Peter, we're talking, different topics. That's supposed to can sit in your car. Nothing. Hey, I used to have one of she's in the nursing school with me, Nadia. Hey, when I started pastoring, when we are going for Shonkom, I love to sit with her in the front. When the car sparked, brrr, radio, 2 Mampo. Reverend, the other people would say, Nadia, keep quiet, you're worrying, Pastor. I said, allow her to talk. She will talk, bring different, and she gives me filler. Hey, filler will never hear, she will bring it up. And she has all the format. Hey, Reverend, have you seen this? Have you seen this? Hey, she has all the formats. A good company to be with. A good company to be with. Number 5. Have a full knowledge about your work. Read about saved children. In the information about children's church, you must be interested. You must be interested in what Pentecost people do. I think they have this preacher's kid. Yeah, I was interested. I called my friend being Peter. I said, how does it work? I said, you must be interested in what happens in other people's who are not in UD, but what do they do? Everything cannot be in UD. No. Everything cannot be in UD. Have a full knowledge about your work. Number 6, listen to preaching messages often. That is one thing safe teachers don't do. You are not preaching to come and preach to the children, but you are preaching to enhance yourself. Yes. Romans 10:17, it says that so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Most safe teachers don't listen to messages. Most safe teachers don't have their quiet time. Most safe teachers don't read. Because you think that you are doing a lower version of a pastor. That should not be. You should have your quiet time. Yes. By listening to preaching, it will help you to preach well. So for when you are preaching, the children are sleeping. No. Shom confessed the second session. That night I was preaching. It was time to close. The children don't want to go home. Yeah. They can switch off on you. You must learn how to preach. Yeah. I know powerful lady pastors who preach. One of them is Sister Erica. When she was with us and saved, you can't sleep. You cannot sleep. Next, be spiritually minded. Romans 8:6. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Safe teachers, we must be spiritually minded people. The church is a spiritual institution. The saved church is a spiritual institution. The saved church is not a school. It is not a club. It is not an ethnic group. It is not a super bed group. It is not an excursion group. The saved church
is a church.
Run it as such. It's a church. And you are their pastor. Be spiritually minded. 90% of the things that happens in the church is spiritual thing. The remaining 10% is what we do to make sure the thing works well. Number 8. To rise up, have a regular quiet time. A regular quiet time. Yeah. Have a regular quiet time. You are a safe teacher who don't have your quiet time. The children will never have their quiet time. It's a spiritual thing. Because you see, we've been trained differently. A goalkeeper is different from a striker. So I want you to believe that. You see, you may not know the impact of somebody. I think somebody is trying to enter. You may not know the impact of a quiet time on your preaching. It will help you to explain the verse well. So you are struggling with a verse. Luke 5:32. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. So you see, the sinners and the righteousness and the repentance, they all move together and then they go together. And the sinners, and you are explaining the thing, but the thing is not explaining. You go explain tire. Have a consistent, regular, quiet time. Self teacher, the type of music you listen to, when I'm listening to a music, it's nice, I just WhatsApp it. Hey, we can learn it at church. You switch off the whole week. You switch off. You only appear on Sunday. Sunday as we are coming. Hey, these children, they will see. They will see something they haven't seen before. When they close church, you know, you are in hurry to go. What peace we offer forfeit. What a needless pain we bear. It's a needless pain. It's like pastoring the children is a burden. That's what I'm saying, that this thing, Charlie, if they don't call you here, you can't do it. Yeah. Next one. Be abreast with what goes on in the secular world. Yeah. You should know Blacko. Because the children, they know Blacko. Blacko near. If you are preaching, just say Blacko near, you see that they will respond for you. You should be abreast. Shomko, when I started, may tend that fire. They know it. They know it. You don't know it. That is Kwame Yuji. Then the guy, they know the people. They know their birthdays. They know the cars they drive. They know this thing. So you see, when you are getting started, say, hey, football, you should know the football thing. You should know zero. So that's the initial conversation you start with them before you move on. See, and then they'll open up to say, oh, Charlie, you know the guy, you know that thing, you know the what's up. Yeah. Be abreast with whatever is going on. So that just go on Facebook. When you go on Facebook, you see that every day. Shatawale is fighting with somebody. Hey, my uncle, there every day, somebody in there fighting. Have discussions with the children, number 10. Have discussions with the children. Discussions, call them just a normal discussion by your car. Charlie, what's happening? Charlie, so what's the latest? Have a discussion. You said don't talk and encourage them to talk. When they are talking, don't shut them down. They just say, okay, so you no wait. You, when you finish, you also talk. You should say your own. Then you see that they start to talk. Have discussions with them. Next one, know a little about everything. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 1. Bible says that a false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight it is light. Know a little about everything happening in the church. The fact that you are in the safe church doesn't mean you shouldn't know what is happening in the adult church.
Yeah.
Number 12. Last point. Have good examples and follow people of the same mind. Have good examples. A good example. I always say that, look, when I can see that, hey, Charlie, this thing you are doing to help me, hey, whatever I would do to remain with you, I would do. Rise up, safety chest, rise up. rise up. Don't be at the bottom. You see, at a workplace, when they are sacking, they sack the people at the bottom first. If there's no money, you can clearly see that the MDA, her salary can pay 18 people, but they will never sack her. Cleaner, whose pay is 522 cedis, 50 pesos, he is the one going home first. That's how it is. Upgrade yourself. Upgrade yourself. Upgrade yourself. Go up. Learn the script. When they call you self-pastor, one day you got the opportunity to lead opening prayer. Hey, the pastor will say, hey, I'm actually eating good food. Say pastor is preaching, is leading prayer like this. Wow. But you have come. There's a scripture I don't even know. I think that, let's pray. Let's pray that the weather. What are you saying? Look, mention the scripture. Look, they should make a mistake in the adult church and engage you in something. You quote a scripture, you bring the scripture here, put the, hey. One day I was having a chat with my bishop in the morning. Then I just told him some scripture, be that I read. Even that scripture, I heard Bishop Ogo preach it. And I caught the revelation. Oh, when I went to present the thing. No, when I came down during service, I said that he was preaching the same thing. I said, hey, it will work that way. It will work. But you, when we engage you in conversation, you can't say, you can't even quote any scripture. And nothing scripture. Recently, we are going to have a basenta, something. As they were talking. Swollen Sunday, as they were talking, I told them that. See, Swollen Sunday is eternal crusade. Do you understand? Like we are doing crusade on Sunday morning crusade. If it means closing down all the churches so that they'll come and join us, it's crusade. What is a, and it's one of the campaign. What is a campaign? A campaign is an aggressive action aimed at something. You should know why Healing Jesus flourish when they go. Healing Jesus cannot happen in this town and there's a church having service here. Hey, you come and join us. Crowd gathers crowd. Upgrade yourself. Upgrade yourself. You look for the problem in your church and preach. Charlie, no, our number is not increasing. What do we do? What do we do? Our choir is not working. What must we do? So at every point, you are looking for problems to solve. That's it. That's why we are a pastor there. Upgrade yourself. Why are the children not listening? Why are the children not singing first love music? Maybe there's nobody to teach them, or they've not been exposed to it, or the people cannot find my children. I showed them where to find the music. I just mentioned the title. You sing this title. They'll go and look for it. They know Shemen music. They know where to go to get the instrumentals and get the lyrics, where to go and get the song. Shemen music, go there. I just mentioned the title for you. It's not that I can't remember the title. There's this word like this in the song. Look for it and sing it. They'll get it. Upgrade yourself. Teachers, let us upgrade. The way you upgrade yourself at your workplace, that actually when you are coming, everybody is shaking. Some of you at your workplace, you are not an easy person. No. When you are coming, they do tea for you. Before you come, Irene has done the tea. But in the church, you are there. Just said the scripture saying, when you read the scriptures again, I was sharing with Abigail last week Saturday, when we met at Sweet Melodies, I was having my quiet time from Nehemiah. Then in Nehemiah chapter 4, they said that. This Sambalat guy, he was mocking. They said he was standing by Tobiah. I was trying to find out. The Bible said that he was standing by him. I said, why was he standing by him? I have to go inside to find out why he was standing by him. When I went, they said the Sambalat was an Ammonite and this one was a Moabite. And then when I looked into, I went to do the research. Sana, you see the time Lot and his wife, they were living And then Lot's wife became salt. The children slept with their father, and then all of them gave birth. One of them was Moabite, and then one of them was Ammonite. So they went, so they like their siblings. Yeah, they were against it. Hey! I said, this, if you don't do a quiet time, how will you know? You read that thing, I'm going. No. Yeah, I've done. I'm not sure I've done your quiet time. At your age where you are, you don't need to tell anybody you have done your quiet time. It's your child who has not bathed, that will bath to show you that I have bathed. But at your age, you are not answerable to anyone whether you have bath or not. It's unto you. It's your armpit that smells. If you cannot see that you have not bathed and it's a disturbance, like some people, they can't sleep when they don't bath. Rah! Some people to 3 days. It's all I need is latest foam. I see the foam, I just switch on. Yeah. So teachers, whatever we must do to rise up, the rise of a safe pastor. Okay, invest in yourself, work on your manners, dress well, be a good company to be with, have a full knowledge of your work, listen to preaching messages, be spiritually inclined, have a regular quiet time, be abreast with whatever goes on, have a discussion with the children, know a little about everything, and have good examples to follow. It will add value to you. Add value. You see that you are in the safe church, but they'll consult you for something in the adult church. They'll consult you. Last year, we had Bar Center Week celebration. They were having the discussion, and I just walked in. And they started planning. I wasn't there. So I just walked in. When I walked in, they said, oh, they're having Bar Center Week. I said, Bar Center Week. How many centers do we have? They mentioned the center. I said, every center will print a t-shirt. And every center will give us a choir and dancing stars. Hey, the pastor. No. The last year when we did, that's not how we did it. That as they were shouting, I just stood up. And I said, Bishop, do you agree what I'm saying? He said, yes, take it over. Hey, the pastors, they were not happy. I said, you are doing yellow. Yellow. This is your pastor, yellow. Yeah, gray, blue, green. Then I came, I said, every basenta will print flag of the area. It's at least like, when we finished when we did the basenta, they sat colors by colors. When they call your dancing star, they say that the flag is wavy, then the poor give you for. When we finished, then one pastor came to knock at my office door. Reverend, I came to say thank you to you. I said, why? He said, the thing you were saying, we're fighting it. It has helped. It's like we have scouted a lot of dancing stars and choir. People who never sang, we didn't know they could sing. Because the thing looked like a competition, they have to. Well, it was like a competition. Because you have to bring somebody to sing or to dance. Then I said, oh, it's not a problem. But me, whatever I wanted you to do, I thank God I insisted and you did it. So it's not a problem to me. They say, no, last year, Reverend, you were not there. Last year, all the branches came together and they formed one choir. I said, today, this year, as I'm here, all of them will not come together and things actually change. So today, I'm changing. Next year, if they put you in charge and you want to bring all the choirs together, I can bring it together, but I don't care. But as the bishop said, I'm the one in charge, you do what I want you to do. How it worked, cry. The bishop was happy about it. You see, so you should put value on yourself. They should ask you of your opinion. When a child comes, oh, auntie, please, I don't know which course to study. You don't know which course to study, eh? See, right now, the educational system is poor. Eh? Anyway, choose visual arts. Choose visual arts and choose business and choose science. First choice. What do you want to be in future? To be a pilot. Pilot is possible. Who do you know? Which pilot do you know? You don't know any pilot. So whom are you aspiring to become? Then you start. Have a stocking, this. And some of them at the present don't know. You have to do this. Most of our children in our churches, their parents don't care. You are the parent they have. When they go to secondary school, nobody will visit them. If you also don't go, that's it. It won't work. The rise of a saved pastor. When you do that, you add value to yourself. Add value. Be valuable. Be a valuable pastor. They are valuable players. Oh. They are players that they buy them. We don't hear of them. But there are some players, when they are buying them, it's a news. Be a valuable player. As you are moving from this team to this team, it's a news. Do you understand? It's a news. Some people, they can transfer them from here to here. Nobody have heard that they've been transferred. Be a pastor that you are in the news. It's like there's news about you. Have you heard that? They say, I have moved from this place to this place. And your bishop is moving from J church to K church. Then it's like the J church people are not happy. They are taking their pastor. But you, when they are going, the children have said, hey, Ali. Hey, this auntie. Yeah, no. This auntie is there. No. The children, hey. Yes, they should go and see. Bishop, we beg you, our pastor. No, we beg you. It will look like you have told the children to come and say something, but the children like you. Hey, at the point when I was in school, I was talking, the children would text me, Reverend, they've taken that microphone to the adult church. I said, oh. Say, Reverend, I don't know why. They didn't even ask you permission. She said, Reverend, please, the people who came to church today, this person, did they come? This person, hey, they do see, they'll be WhatsApping me. Yeah. Be a valuable pastor. Place premium on yourself. I tell you, because it's our time up. If our time is up, let me know. Come, if you leave me, I'll be preaching to. Okay. So we'll take 30 minutes break. But let me talk to you about this last.
This has been the Unadulterated Word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.